Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, are you ready to hunker down for a couple days?
I know. We're supposed to have a program tomorrow after school, but we will see.
Yeah. Well, it's no,
I guess be listening to find out for sure.
Yeah. Well, it started snowing a little before noon here in Madison, and everything's white again.
Yeah. So. I just, it's just like you almost feel like you're driving in a tunnel. We've gotten so much snow already that I was hoping that it would miss us, but
I think everybody hopes that.
Yes, that was wishful thinking, definitely.
Yeah. All right, what's happening at the library over there in Appleton?
Well, this week we are supposed to have our Lego Club on Wednesday, the 22nd of February at 3:30 p.m. And it is for ages 6 and under, do require an adult, so all ages are invited. And, of course, it's usually a super fun, you know, be creative time. And then Monday, February 27th, we are going to be meeting with our book club, and we are reading Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb. And so we're reading a nonfiction book. So if you're interested in joining us, want to pick up a copy, stop on down. So those are the things that we have going on now in February. And then next month, in March, we've got a plethora of new things to share and do. We are making some gnomes. We are having a class on miniatures.
Mm.
Super fun. And, of course, we've got all sorts of fun, exciting things to do with kids. Every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m., including maybe slime is coming back.
Slime? Oh, I'll be there.
Anyway, so you'll have to listen next time to find out for sure what we've got going on in March here at the Appleton Public Library.
Okay. All right. Yeah, slime's a favorite, isn't it?
It super is. It's just so popular. We have to do double duty if we make it in a slime, and it's a super fun time. Kids love slime. That's all I can say about it. I don't know if adults like it, but kids love it.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember, it has nothing to do with slime, but when I was young, I don't know if you remember Silly Putty?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and you could put it on your comic strips, comic books, and it'd make a picture on it, and you could just form it any way you wanted. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was my toy.
Yep, there's lots of fun stuff like that. Yep. In fact, we've got a couple of things up our sleeve that we plan. There's something similar to Silly Putty. So, like I said, you'll have to keep listening for all the fun and exciting things that we do here at the Appleton Library, because we're always coming up with something wild and crazy, texting ideas back and forth to each other. And
Okay, well, should we move into what are people reading then?
Yes, because there's quite a few new books to talk about. I mean, the 56th book in the Death series by J.D. Robb is out, called Encore in Death. And so if you're an Eve Dallas fan, you're going to definitely want to get on the list for that book. And Jojo Moyes has a new book out called Someone Else's Shoes. It's drastic changes in a pair of 6-inch high Christian Louboutin red crocodile shoes shake up the lives of two women. Salman Rushdie has a new book out called Victory City. It's after a battle in the 14th century southern India, a girl becomes a vessel for a goddess and spends 250 years seeking to give women equal agency. Interesting. Jonathan Kellerman's 38th book in the Alex Delaware series is being released. And then new in nonfiction is The People Versus Donald Trump by Mark Pomerantz. It's an inside account of the attempt to prosecute former President Trump for financial crimes and the Manhattan District Attorney's refusal to do so. And then Bad Mormon by Heather Gay is a star of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, describes leaving the Mormon Church and finding success as a businesswoman and single mother. Really some interesting books. Very interesting books.
Yeah, for sure.
Lots of different things out there in library land.
Yeah, that's right. You know, libraries are special places. I have fond memories of my mother taking me to the library when I was in elementary school in New Ulm. And, you know, libraries have kind of evolved over the years, hasn't it, Cindy? They've just added so much stuff now.
And we do, you know, the programming piece alone is just a huge part of what we do, you know, because we offer programming that is free for all ages, you know, so we've got to have a plethora of choices for the preschooler, for the school-age child, for the young adults, and for the adults. And so we've almost become community centers as well, because people like to come here, read the newspaper, check out the magazines, a place to get some DVDs. It's just a little bit of everything. And then you've got to also include digital content. So, for example, right now we've got that big storm coming. Well, you still can access our library through the digital content, where you can download books to your cell phone or portable device, or as well as books you'll listen to and magazines. I mean, it's just kind of lots of options for people in libraries today.
That's right. What are those websites that you use, or those downloads?
What you do is all you have to do is Google the Pioneerland Library System, and that's our main hub for all of us to tap into. And then you can pick Libby, which is our one gateway to some downloadable materials. But we have other gateways, too, that are on there. And so you'll just have to check out that website and check it out. And like I said, just Google that rather than give a complete website. Or if you want, just put Appleton Public Library. So once you go to our website, there are links off of our website to go to the downloadable options or see what classes or programming that we have available. And like I said, it's easier just to Google Appleton Public Library, Minnesota, because we do know there are other Appleton libraries in the United States. In fact, there's one in Wisconsin that we get a lot of calls from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I suppose.
So.
Can you give us an update on your new space that is under construction?
Well, the windows have arrived, so they're going to be, they were supposed to start this week, but with the weather, so they'll be starting popping out old windows, popping in new windows. They've been putting up lights and light fixtures and working on the furnace and air conditioning, all those lovely necessities.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, so it's coming along, but it's just a slow and steady process. Anyway,
can't wait till it's finished.
I know, me either. I can hardly wait too. So,
all right. Well, where are you located now, and when you open, Cindy?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center. We are open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling 320-289-1681. Of course, you can like us on Facebook or check out our website by just, you know, Googling Appleton Public Library, Minnesota, and check out the latest things going on at the library. But, you know, we love it when people come in and see us. We're all kind of social people, so we love to see people, chat with them, and help them find that next favorite read.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds super. Have a great week.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.